friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Today we have a very special guest. I think one of the most requested guests we've ever had for Two Idiot Girls. We have the one and only Brittany Broski. Have you decided what the official chant is of Broski Nation?
They kind of adopted the Harry Styles bark, which is that.
Oh, okay.
Like,
ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, oh, because he does that on stage, and I feel like it sticks.
That makes sense. Like,
you can't really beat it.
No.
Unless it's just like a battle cry or something like that. Like, huzzah, maybe.
Just loud screaming.
Help me! Help me!
Oh my gosh. When we went to VidCon.
Oh, I thought of something. Yeah.
We went to VidCon and they had a Squishmallow pit and they let us. That's why we brought home like 800 of them.
We're a Squishmallow family.
Yeah.
You are.
And so we were telling Adam, like, get some for it because he has nephews that he's like obsessed with. So we're like, get some. And so he was slamming it in his face and going, like as loud as he could.
Well, I was like, do you like them? He goes, yeah, they're really nice. And then he was like mushing them really hard and he was going, oh, help me, help me. And then he goes, works great, I love it.
It's really, really soundproof actually.
I guess it's okay. He did it like 50 times. I was like crying every single time. It was so funny.
That's like that's so weird, but we find that so funny.
Well, I feel like Adam is a fucking comedian.
Yeah,
and no one knows.
Absolutely. I
know.
He doesn't think he is, but he is.
People have literally asked us to have Adam on the pod.
I know, we're working on it.
We're working up the courage to it. We told Adam, we're like, you're heavily requested in the Off-Wallow Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
That's what they call it.
ACU.
The ACU.
So I was like, I can't believe Brittany exists in the ACU. I know.
Our timeline to see Broski Nation's another
Cinematic Universe and the ACU, there's going to be like a Civil War crossover episode. Fucking like Marvel Endgame.
Multiverse of Madness.
That's truly the multiverse
it
of madness.
Is. Yes. Yeah.
Well, everything we do together, they're like, this is my end game.
Yeah.
Well, mine too. That makes two.
Okay,
of us, guys.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay, and it's not mine? You are so fucking like, you don't think.
I'm out. I have to go.
Yeah. Guys, I have to go. I love getting fake mad at my audience. They love it.
I know.
When you're like,
yeah.
When they're
guys, I've just had a rough day. Like, they're just like, we love you. You make our day better.
Stop.
I know. Ours loves us. Well, they love us, but sometimes do they?
They're y'all's biggest haters, and also audience is my biggest haters.
Which is how it should be.
Yes.
As God intended it, I think.
So much power can't go unchecked.
That's why I'm like, some of y'all. Like last episode at the beginning, we had Squid on.
Squid.
He got too political, so we had to dismiss him.
I mean,
again,
he's got a fucking mouth on him too.
He loves Brittany.
You know,
he absolutely adores
her.
He's
Squilliam. Every time I come in with shorts, he rakes his nails down my legs.
He's branding you.
I'm like, okay, Squid.
When we had him on, I was like telling them, because everybody remembers like Squid had, he's my peanut allergy child.
Yes.
So he's like allergic to a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got to be careful with everything. But when I was talking about it, I was like, by the way, I don't need any tips. He's fine.
Yeah.
I promise. And then I saw a lot of people in the comments being like, I like how she had a firm hand with us.
Because you know those.
About the advice.
Yeah.
Unsolicited
dog
advice.
Mom shamers are out there.
They're out. Oh my God. I could not imagine if I was a mommy vlogger and people were like, don't hold your kid like that. I'd be like, I'm going to come to your house and kill you.
So at the beginning of every episode, we talk about, this is our zoomies. So we kind of go through like the things you're obsessed with for the week or how we're doing. So how are you doing this week?
How much time do you have?
I know you have a heart out, so I don't know.
I'm going to see Darren Criss the musical, the show, the series
fun.
With Lady Efron, Brooke Averett.
Oh, love. Fun. Okay,
love
her.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, and I need you to be very like, this is you and me together.
Okay, I figure
Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 2.
I had to tell her who that was.
I was like, Drew, who is that? And she goes, is it Ghostface? Or what'd you call it?
Yeah, it's Ghostface. That's
Ghost,
his name.
And what's the other one? Koenig is the German one.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, I have never played Call of Duty. I don't know the first thing about it. It kind of freaks me out and scares me a little bit.
Yeah, it's too much.
But I have found myself on AO3 for hours.
Reading I told about... you, I'm waiting for my Kindle to come in so I can comfortably read fan fiction on there as the Lord intended.
And what about it?
And what questions do y'all have for me about myself?
Yeah. And I'm not entertaining any questions.
So did you see time. like a thirst trap, like a reel of him or something?
And yes. Then,
that's well, actually how it starts.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it sooner.
Well, I've seen him, like the guy with the skull mask, and I was like, what is this? Y'all are fucking weird. Now here we are. You know, it's like, now I'm the weird one. But it was because I have a thing for masked men. Don't know what it is.
Oh, I see.
I know
see.
That. Okay. Yeah.
I think Kylo Ren and The Mandalorian really started it, I'll be honest. Okay. Yeah. And then, I would get these slideshows of like all the different types of masked men, like biker men or fucking like Star Wars cosplayers or
Orville Peck.
Orville Peck, love him. And it's just like, what's wrong with me? A and B, why? Like, there's a whole community that likes this
shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I found myself. Turn British. I found myself very like into it, and that's been my obsession. And it's you like you can time it. Okay. Like I'll be over it in about 3 days.
I figure. Yeah, that's about how long they last.
Yeah.
They're just like quick bursts.
Quick they're not bursts. Long enough to like leave long lasting impressions. That's just for right now.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna be in like the Call of Duty fandom.
I hope not.
Well,
I don't think they'd take you or me.
No.
Nobody in this room, in fact.
Ew.
No girls allowed. I don't even want to be in it, but I saw him and I was like, my ears peaked up, perked up, and I was like, all right, I'm over it.
It's just like a Nax your prey drive. Yes. You just kind of have to focus, laser focus.
Kind of drooled for a second, and I was like, snap out of it. And I'm like,
I'm acting crazy.
Yeah. The fuck was that?
Sorry, guys. Are dilated. Yeah.
That's like, I saw someone comment on one of the episodes once. They're like, my favorite part of every episode is when Dayson goes, do you think so-and-so is hot? And Drew goes, I don't know.
Every episode.
Okay, she's like, okay, do you think they're hot, yes or no? And I'm like, I don't have an answer to that question.
I'm like, objectively speaking, and she goes, I don't know.
Like, you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, never mind. It's just me, and I'm all, I think he's kind of cute.
She's like, he is so sexy. And I'm always like, I mean, I'm inclined to believe you.
Okay.
I got no reason to not believe you.
Yeah. Believe women.
You believe women. One thing about me, I'm going to believe women.
Yes.
Absolutely, I am.
What
I'm
about
like,
y'all?
Well, yeah. Oh, what's your new?
My crush right now. Oh, I'm really into...
But maybe you could just say their real name and not their character name.
But he's ugly out of the... So never mind. I'm not going to share.
But that's kind of embarrassing.
So I'm going to bleep that out. I'll leave the whole thing in, but I'll bleep that out. So I say his real name, I'm going to be like, ew, no.
But he's literally...
But in the show, yeah.
The illusion is shattered in the real world.
Yeah.
That just like pissed me off.
It's actually really annoying.
I thought you were going to be like Jeremy Allen White. I was going to be like, yes!
Ooh, yes. No, that is a good one.
That's I saw
the way you were just wildly disappointed in the like, reveal.
You know what? I saw a TikTok edit the other day of fucking Lenny the Shark from Shark Tale.
Lenny? Oh, the
Lenny the like I'm a dolphin. Yeah. I'm a dolphin from Shark Tale. Do you remember that Shark?
Yeah,
Tale
yes. Will the Ferrell, shark. Will, the shark. Yeah. The shark friend.
Yes.
I've seen one about the shark dad.
Which... Well, him too as well. Yeah.
No, wait a second.
Yes.
You didn't let me finish. You know, it was on the end.
Yeah, there was a dot, dot, dot there. And I saw someone stitch it and be like, y'all need to stand up. That is an animated shark. I said, all right, that's enough TikTok for the day.
You're all, yeah, exactly. I'm so sorry. I knocked it over.
No, I was going to say, one time Brittany sent me a thirst trap of Hopper from Bug's Life. And then I was vulnerable with her and told her I had a really big crush on Dim, which is the big blue bug. And she said,
which for those of you that actually know the lore, know that already.
And she said, that's the gayest thing you've ever said.
Actually,
that's like the equivalent of being like, Kevin Jonas is my favorite. Yeah, babe, you're gay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Dude, that's just, I never really entertained her talking about that because I can't relate to that personally.
That's fine. I feel
that's a journey you have to take alone.
And you know what? You are.
You did, actually.
It builds character, truly.
You did, in fact. Actually, you did.
Yes.
I think that's unbelievable, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about the Hopper one?
He's too scary. I don't like that.
I'm kind of into that.
That's why Brittany likes it. I was going to say. Brittany likes it because it's a, what do you call it? It's like a power thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like in the Cars movie, it's not the...
Okay.
Sorry.
Where are we going?
Hear me out. Hear me out.
No, I'm saying that Brittany doesn't... You don't like the cop. You like the one that trains him, right?
Doc. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Because they're both like a navy blue, so I mix them up. I've seen him on the ride.
Yes.
For the lore.
Wait. Yeah. Doc Hudson.
Yeah, Doc Hudson versus Sheriff.
Yeah.
The Hornet.
Yes. Yeah,
versus Sheriff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both were at the Capitol on January 6th.
Not to be confused.
Not to... Just listen. Two sides of the same coin is my point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are, in fact, the same person.
Storm the Capitol.
No, one of the weirdest ones Brittany ever sent me was that wrench from Handy Dandy. That's the weirdest one. She goes, hear me out. And I go, hey, why'd you send this to me?
Wrong Please number.
Delete my number.
Wrong number, actually.
All the text are in green. Why'd you send this to me? She goes, I don't know. I thought I'd find community with you.
She was like, sorry, that was a butt text.
Yeah.
Wrong.
My bad.
Yeah. Sorry, my brother had my phone. I don't know.
Sorry. Sorry. That's about that. Crazy. That was definitely not me.
Sorry. I'm choking. Sorry. Just in person, I'd like to apologize for that. You're ridiculous. Fine. Sorry about that. Thank you for gripping my mic stand.
Oh, you're welcome.
Gripping my stand.
What would you, Dace, say is your hyperfixation other than that?
That's the only one I have right now. I'm trying to think of like what's on. I for a while had stuff from like The Bear and like Succession edits and stuff on my.
I had a lot of my Succession edits
for a really long time. Yeah, but that was it. I don't really have anything on there right now.
That's sometimes shocking. I send Dayson stuff that's like, the punchline is that she likes ugly people,
and then by sometimes she means all the time. And then you know what's dumb is I get tagged in,
and then she tells me. She'll text me that video and she'll be like, hey, why'd you send me this? she confronts me immediately. Like, nothing makes her confront me faster than that.
Hey, I'm mad.
Yeah. Hey, what the fuck? Hey, just genuinely asking, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's true.
Please don't talk to me for the rest of the day.
Just you know I'm mad at you for this.
Yeah, I need some time alone.
And that's, and when I say that, I'm only talking about people like in the real world. That have like not like they just were like talk they just haven't given her the time of day or something, or they were being shady or weird or whatever. Those are the people I'm talking about.
Sure.
And I'm like, these people are so fugly, like who cares?
Right. She said that about almost everyone I've had a crush on.
And I stand by that.
And has she been wrong?
No. The one time
and I'm talking about real life people that like she just that pay attention, they give her like attention, and then she's like, oh my God. I think I like this person. No, you don't. No, you don't.
So speaking of which, one time I had a crush on someone and I showed them to Brittany on my Instagram. And then we went to something together and we met that person. I didn't know they were going to be there. And the next day I go, oh my gosh, Brittany, so what did you think? And she went, I think they're a catfish. She goes, when you introduced me, I was like, there's no way that's the same person from Instagram.
I had to have her pull up the photo. Like, you're telling me that's the
they're
same
like,
person?
They're like, now listen, I'm going to need you to explain something to me. Is this, are you being serious with this?
Am I being punked?
I just want to know if you've ever been serious once in your life, ever.
It was pretty bad. I didn't think that, but I understood.
The rose-colored goggles are so real.
I know.
They are.
Lenses. Goggles?
Lenses.
Well, I was wearing goggles.
It's drunk goggles.
Drunk goggles.
Yeah, or beer goggles. That's what it is. Yes. Which is mean.
Well. I have Instagram goggles.
Yeah. So bad. Crush goggles.
Crush goggles? Yeah. It's a disease.
They're bad.
Yeah, because sometimes she'll be like, do you want me to show you my new crush? And then I go, yeah.
And then I immediately go, never mind.
No, she goes, never mind, because you think everybody's ugly. And I'm like, well, the people you've shown me have been ugly, if that's what you're asking.
I'm just going based on history, babe.
Yeah. And then she was like, okay, I'm not going to show you. And then I go, okay. And then we sit in silence and she goes, okay, fine, I'll show you. And then she literally just shows, and then she just goes, this is them. And she shows them to me. Like, right now she does it every time.
Right now I don't really have a crush. I kind of do on some people, but I don't know. It's nothing like
that. Don't you feel lost?
Yeah. Like, did you send me that thing that was like, what do I do if I don't have a crush? I'll like invent something.
Like, what could you get done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know.
I'm bored to fucking tears. Yeah. There's no will to live if I don't have someone or something to obsess pine over.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking about this. It's hard for me to have crushes on famous people who are already married or have, like, are in relationships.
Sure.
If I can't picture myself right now with you, like, yes. Then what's the point? Yeah. It's like Pedro Pascal is so good because, like, I don't know what he's doing and I don't want to know.
Yes.
So I can still picture it.
Keep it to your fucking self.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I feel you. Killian
Murphy's was one of yours, right?
Yes. And he's married with children.
I know. It's hard. Do you think Lee Pace is hot?
You're going to have to show me a Fardar.
Okay. He was in... Did you ever watch Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I do love that song by Charlie XCX.
I was just going to say. I think he's really hot. I think
he's hot.
Yeah, he's like 6'7". He's a
fuck me.
Big ass
Click
man.
On that one down to the left.
Well, this one?
No. Oh, shit. That one. Get to the bottom. The way bottom they're just... That. That's him?
Yeah, he's sexy.
Here we go.
A new
now
one.
Now you've damn done it.
God damn it.
I told Brittany about Jeremy Allen White. I'm like, he's sexy. You have to watch The Bear. And she goes, yeah, right. And then she's like, no. She's just, oh, sorry, chef. I was wrong.
I literally, like, because I saw that picture of him with Gene Wilder compared to Jim. And I was like, you bitches are stupid obsessing over him. And then I watched one episode of The Bear and I was like, fine. No.
Opens up Google.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just
have
like
to go look. Have to go look.
Yeah. Carmi The Bear edit.
Opens AO3.
Body's so hot. I've got to read a chef fan fiction.
Oh man, I can't even imagine.
I'm no, sorry. I got to get out of this Call of Duty phase, and then I'm
my sights set on the next destination yes. already. Yeah. Yes. Coordinates are loaded, ready to go.
Target locked. Yes, yes, yes.
So, okay, so for this week, we did random childhood crushes, which we picked with Brittany because we've talked a bunch about different random ones. Did you have any random, like, when you were little, can you think of any?
Well, my first ever, like, what's going on here, was Ash from Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Were you Pokemon girls?
Not really.
No. Not really?
Kind of. Like, we had the video games and, like, mm-hmm. we knew somewhat of the lore, but we weren't, like, really into it.
No, I thought the guy with the purple hair was really hot, but he's super gay.
Well.
I never, like, it's funny because as a young child, I loved the TV show, but I never, like, played Pokemon or did
You just like to watch it.
Yeah, when Pokemon Go came out, I was like, you bitches are weird.
I actually got it.
I tried it, yeah.
I had fun, but then I don't like to waste time doing something that doesn't, like, yield a result.
Well, joy.
I've talked about... Yeah, I know. I don't have that.
Like any sort of leisure.
Everything like, I do yet. Has to be for something. That's why I'm in therapy. like, it has to yield a positive result.
It's
otherwise,
the Virgo in you.
Like, I literally talked, like, day two with my therapist. I was like, so, like, I have no hobbies. What's wrong with me?
Wow.
Because I was like, I literally don't have hobbies, like any. And she's the complete opposite of me. So she's like, anything brings her joy. So she's like, I'm gonna, I'm gonna, like, during the pandemic, this bitch was, you would have thought she's the man of a million hats. Like, she was like, I'm gonna learn how to do resin today.
Period.
And then cracking open an Etsy shop.
Yeah. She literally taught herself how to make, like, jewelry. She taught herself how to tie dye. Like, she,
wow.
We, like, baked. We did all kinds of shit. Like,
you were doing and she just was, like, a Christian vacation Bible school. Making felt crafts.
Literally. It's all in the shape of a cross.
No, literally. Actually.
That's you know, so funny. I relate to both because I do think that is Virgo energy. That's very, very Virgo. I talk about that a lot because I do feel this loss of productivity.
Yeah.
And productivity is, like, how I can pat myself on the back and be like, today was not a day wasted.
Yeah.
But I'm in this sort of phase of life right now where it's like, I am trying to open my eyes, but like on the drive over here, like we live in Southern California. There are beautiful mountain ranges out here.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up around mountains. You know, I try to take that in and just be like, what a beautiful fucking set. You know, like, to find joy in the little things and be like, this is so like, did you eat today? But like, I went outside today. Like, I like went outside and I wasn't caught up in, you know, oh, I should be filming this
or I need
to respond to this email or I need to text so-and-so back. It's just like to just take a fucking breath outside and be like, I'm doing something outside of my normal routine today. And that should be joyous in itself.
That's for nothing other than joy.
Yes.
Like, it's just to experience a feeling. It's not to yield a result.
And it's hard for people like us, especially when you work on your own schedule.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every second is a second wasted if you're not making money. And it's literally like, that's not
how life was meant to be lived. Yes, true. Yeah. I know. I saw a tweet once that was like, remember like in the middle of the lockdown when people were like finishing home projects or like teaching themselves how to bake bread and like doing things that like and experiencing life as it was meant to be lived.
I could cry.
I know. I was like, that's such cheat. Like everyone was like, I mean, it was obviously awful, but people at home were like doing things that brought them joy because the world was so awful.
Yeah.
So that you have like no choice but to try and bring yourself joy in some way. And I was like, that's so deep.
No, it literally is. And it's also this whole, I mean, the larger discussion obviously is always how patriarchy and capitalism are tied.
Yep. Yeah.
And that is it, is that I have taught myself that in order to be successful or to, you know, be worthy of anything, you have to be a kind of money machine. Yeah. You also have to be beautiful and you have to be this and you have to be that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then at the end of the day, like, what time and energy do you have left for yourself?
Literally.
And that's when burnout happens for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And like everything is just like a chore to have to do. I know. So I think that's why, like, we've talked about that on the podcast before. Mm. Everyone's going to be like, it got so deep so suddenly.
Sorry.
Existential. But we've done episodes on both, like, silly shit. But also we've talked about, like, how I'm working on, especially because I measure my worth through my accomplishments.
100%.
So if I'm not doing something to yield accomplishment, like, what's the fucking point? Like, in my head, I'm like, that's a waste of time. I shouldn't do something that brings me nothing other than joy. Like, me and Billy, like, this is so stupid, but, like, I bought a board game. Like, I have a few, but I bought one because I saw it and it, like, looked cute. And I remembered it from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then one day he was like, let's just play against each other. That's so we just played Clue against each other. It's not as fun with only two people.
You're like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you're boring.
Yeah. I was like, I plug in my PlayStation. I'm like, fuck this shit. I start recording myself. I start vlogging it. I'm like, might as well make money off of it.
You're watching Family Guy on your phone. And vlogging.
I know. I was literally, we did that and it was like so fun, but it was like for nothing else other than just like something silly, like
obsessed
just
with
experience
that.
Joy.
Yes.
Anywho.
Anyway, so Ash from Pokemon was my.
Okay. Yeah. Well, other than Ash, back to the funnies.
Right after Ash was, I would say, probably the start of my like Disney Channel, you know, crushes. Okay. Zac Efron, obviously. I had a. Y'all used to read like J14 magazine.
Yeah.
And, like, all that.
Bob.
Yeah. Bob.
We were talking about Tiger Beat.
Yeah. Yes. And I would never read them. I would go the through pictures and see if the posters were good. Yeah. And I literally would like, okay.
The centerfold.
Yes. And I'd be like, Mom, I want this one.
For kids.
Yes. I'd say, Mom, I went over the whole inventory and I want this one.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And so I would go home and literally like interior design my room. Yeah. With like, okay, this one is a 6x2. So I'm like sketching it. Okay. Like, gallery wall. Okay. Fucking. And I had this life-size Zac Efron poster that I had behind my door. When I would go into my room, I would come in, and you know how like Hannah Montana, when she would leave her room or her house,
she would like look back.
Yeah, the and she'd do like that. I would go into my room and close the door and do like a and kiss the poster
and go to town.
Go to town on that poster.
What?
That was like routine every fucking day. I came home from school and I was like,
oh my god,
hi Zach, today drained me.
hey babe
sorry I was gone for so long.
Why did you have to do the sigh before?
Because he was watching.
He's always watching.
Because I was acting. You don't get it.
Like, not once did Miley, like, do that and then kiss me.
So to compare the two felt so...
So, like, it they feel just, real...
It was step one, step two. I don't know.
It's just the game plan doesn't really make sense in my head. Maybe I'm just, like, I'm not...
You're just ahead of your time. Yes.
Ahead of your time.
But Zac Efron was huge. And that was like, it made it so much worse.
I had a crush on Corbin Blue.
So.
Did you ever watch the Disney Channel games?
Yes.
I loved them. Because the Jonas Brothers, Miley, like all of them were in it. Upset.
You know, only reason I would watch any of those, or like, what was the food one they did? Like,
Pass the plate.
Pass the plate.
Yep.
Was
so the zucchini.
Yeah.
I love zucchini. who played Jackson Rod Stewart? What's his fucking name? Jason Earl.
I almost said James Earl Jones.
Well, that's not going to be
not the same guy. Not at all.
Any relation there?
Yeah.
It's worth a Google.
Yeah. Do you guys know each other?
So I'm seeing it. He was like my end game.
Really?
I love a funny white man.
I was gonna say why?
Because I wanted to be him.
Okay.
And then I was like, do I have a crush on him or do I like? I loved what he brought to the show.
Sure. Yeah.
No, he was great on that show.
He was so funny.
And he did a lot of physical comedy. So yeah. It's like very. Like I old loved school.
Him. Yes. It was crazy when people would talk about how old he was. He was like 25 playing a 17-year-old.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
I thought he was really funny too. I thought he added a great like energy to the show.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Like I looked forward. He was the same. He was the Spencer Shay iCarly equivalent.
Yes. Yeah. I see that.
I love a hot funny
I
older brother.
Spencer. He was so funny.
To
I
this day, that. Jerry Trainer, please hit my line. I know you're watching Jerry Trainer.
He's our biggest fan. Well, he's acknowledged you before, right?
Yeah. He reposted an edit I made of him.
You made one of him?
I made that edit of the girl dancing with the skeleton behind her that fucking rolled the tits. Oh my god. And it was a bunch of pictures. And I tagged him and he did move forward with reposting it. And I was humiliated. But I was like, what do I fucking think's gonna happen?
Yeah. You know?
That's so upsetting, huh?
Yeah. What about y'all? Were y'all more like, y'all were Disney kids? Not really
Nickelodeon. Yeah, but we love Disney.
I'd say, yeah, it was probably both. Back to Jerry Trainer.
We're going to pick up on Jerry Trainer. yeah, Jerry Trainer was it for me. Like as young Spencer and as old Spencer. Like, yeah. I'm very into it.
Who? I don't know if you had any on Disney.
No.
Johnny Tsunami
was my first crush ever.
Yeah.
Do you remember... Oh, fuck me. What movie was the Jonas Brothers song, the...
We don't have time left to regret.
I think it was a Johnny Coppola on board.
Johnny Coppola, bitch, that movie changed me as a woman!
Skateboard down the...
Yeah, that's Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah.
That was Johnny Tsunami? Okay.
Yeah, it's a sequel. So.
The that's original was Johnny Tsunami.
So they didn't have any Hawaiian people in the movie.
Yeah, they had no Polynesian people whatsoever.
But they like speak...
Like, pigeon, yeah. They have the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rewatched it, I think, relatively recently, and I was listening to the grandpa, and, like, he does kind of have a pigeon accent, like he does. Parts of it feel a little exaggerated, obviously. Sure. They're a little theatrical, but it's, like, it's not awful, but it is very different from how they really talk.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. But that was, like, Johnny Tsunami was your first one. Yeah. And he was also in Punks.
Yeah, did you ever watch Punks with Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Disney movie.
Yeah, it was. It was a Disney movie, but it was like four or five kids, and they're like, what do they do for
a It was like one of them, like their dad works at a company, and then like I think they're shutting it down, so he has to move. So him and his friends formed this like secret spy alliance called Punks, where they spy on like all the guys in charge of the company. Okay. And then they break in and like do a bunch of stuff.
I don't even remember the fucking plot.
No.
I only remember that they were like spies and they had all these cool gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they wore fingerless gloves, and we thought they were so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and my mom had a pair of fingerless gloves, and we asked her to borrow them, and we would have to like take turns wearing them.
She only had one. We'd fight over wearing them watching the movie. Had one.
So and then my mom was like, all right, you each get a glove. Yeah. And we should give us. And then we'd sit there and we'd be like, it's not the same.
So they're just.
I'm supposed to be a spy with one hand.
That's true.
And like, I remember they sold toys that were kind of like spy gear. And like, my mom bought it for us because we just loved the movie so much. And we would like pretend that we were spies and shit.
Did you like Spy Kids?
Loved Spy Kids.
Yeah. That was, they used to sell, or not sell, but like in McDonald's.
Yes. I collected like hundreds of them. Yeah. Yes.
They had like the,
trade
like,
people.
And they had the like glasses and some were like walkie talkie. Like, that shit
just electroshocked me back to like, holy shit. I remember that. I had so many of those. And I would, oh my God, there is nothing as joy bringing as being a child in your playroom.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Alone, literally,
with like my fucking mind.
Your imagination.
Just me, yes. Zac Efron, and my toys.
Just me, Zac Efron, and the energy between us.
The electricity between us.
And my toys. And my littlest pet shops, my webcams.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was a littlest pet shop bitch.
Really?
I was like, I had the whole setup. I had created a little community for them to exist in. Like, oh my God. It was so freeing.
Yeah.
To come home from school and be like, today drained me. Play little
they're kissing. Dude.
Now they're kissing.
They're kissing. Gotta give everyone a bath.
your mom's telling you to take a bath, girl. I'm a little busy.
I'm a little busy. Oh. So, a single mom.
A mother of 19. Mom, you're a bitch. Leave me alone.
We never had littlest pet shops, though.
No, I think I was just a little too old right when they came out.
Okay.
But we loved, like, Polly Pockets.
Period. We loved Barbie and
Bratz.
Yeah, we loved the Bratz stuff.
Polly Pocket is a great snack.
It is.
Polly Pocket clothes.
Dayson loved Polly Pockets.
Yeah.
But she hated playing with me because I would lose mine all the time and I would always try to rummage through her. So she'd drawers. Lose
the shoes. Like I had everything organized. Yep. And she's like,
just not very Virgo of me. But
it's not.
No. Just pure chaos when she'd play with her toys. Well, no. Yeah. Or she'd give them back and she would there's a little tear in the dress and I'm all, dude, or in the pants on the side. I'm all, because she's being too rough and ripping them up.
Dude.
Classic little sister.
I know.
We joke about this, when we were at school, my mom always makes this joke, but when school was over, Dayson was at the fucking curb, ready to go home. She's like, get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. She was being taken to war every day. Simply because she didn't want to be away from my mom.
I just want
to
go home.
Yeah, she always wants to be at home.
And she also wore fatigues to school.
She started an ROTC program.
She saluted everyone. I don't know. It was really weird. Yeah.
I don't know.
It was kind of weird. I don't know.
You know, kids, though. They do those
kids
things.
Kids and their imaginations. I don't know.
And we she's ready to go. She looks perfect, comes with all her things, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it would take, she would be waiting in the car for me because I was taking my sweet ass time.
Right.
On my way out, I'm talking and laughing and getting water, just taking my sweet ass time. And I come home and my mom said, I always look like I got hit by a car. My face is dirty, my clothes are dirty, my shirt's torn.
Her ponytail's on the side of her head.
My ponytail's on the side of my head, sweaty. And she's like, what the fuck were you doing at school? What were you doing? And Dayson always looked exactly the same. And she's like, every time you came back, your bows are missing. your thing is torn again.
Bloody dirty. Knuckles. Yeah.
A bag of cash. I don't understand.
It's like trench coat. Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know. It was weird. Yeah.
Do you have an answer? What were you doing? You're just running around.
I was just playing my ass off.
Oh, I love it.
We talked about middle school dances on here.
Oh,
and dude. How awkward when people started grinding and it's what the fuck happened in a year. Mm-hmm. And Dayson was always no, she's just afraid, get away from me.
Yeah.
And I'd be dancing and to me it didn't make sense because I literally thought I was such a classically trained dancer.
Of course.
I'm I'm so talented. I don't need the support. I'm good. Believe it or not, I can carry my weight.
I'm a solo act. We don't need it. It's not a duet.
I when I get in that zone, I don't need anybody. I don't need a partner.
Can we clear the floor?
And I would
can I have the stage?
I literally come home from my dances. I sweat through my jeans.
Yes.
My mom would be what were you doing?
When we went swimming before we got back at the car.
And she looks the same. Yeah, and I
sweating.
Don't. And my mom was like, what the fuck? My mom was just so what are you doing all day? I don't understand. My mom's why do you look like you live outside?
And your sister, mistreating you.
Yeah, your sister looks the same. I don't understand. My mom was so fed up. She was like, I give up. Go to look like that. I don't give a fuck.
Listen, play hard, work hard.
It's Friday. What am I going to do?
I'm just putting in.
Wait.
So Sometimes you just gotta clock in.
You gotta, I get 15 minutes extra recess time, I'm gonna fucking use it. Whatever.
Yeah, that's why my mom was like, I'm sick of it. Like my mom, they took a school picture of me when I graduated from fifth grade and moved to middle school. They took pictures of us that they were gonna gift our parents in like diploma things, like big portraits. I didn't know it was that day. I didn't give my mom the flyer. So I go to school, I look pretty, but then like they take the picture after lunch.
Oh,
should do it first thing in the morning as soon as the kids get there.
After second recess, I didn't stand a chance. I didn't stand a chance.
They did it on purpose, honestly.
They plotted against me.
Oh my
they
God.
All took their pictures the day before and they didn't tell me.
No.
And then we go and like after lunch, we went I'm not kidding, from the blacktop to the amphitheater to take the like off the fucking field.
They said, and run.
Yeah. Blocked in.
Sprint.
Yeah. And they took us back and we took the pictures. And then my mom brought it up to me. Like, she's like, hey, did you take a picture like at school? And I go, yeah, like a couple days ago. And she was like, are those the pictures that were on this flyer? Because she found it. And I go, yeah, I think it's like for graduation or something. Like, it's like a present. And my mom goes, and you took the picture? And I go, yeah. She goes, when? And I go, after lunch. She goes, oh. My. The way she immediately was like, dude.
Oh my.
And then she goes, and you took the picture? And I go, yeah. She goes, did you look at yourself before? And I go, no.
Uh-uh.
I'm so, and I'm just, and like at 10,
she's
like,
still playing. She's like,
oh, no. And then, like, at 10 years old too, I was like, my mom was like, you were like weirdly articulate, so like I could like really talk to you. Yeah. And she goes, and it was just like talking to an adult, like you just didn't give a fuck. Like I was like, why would I look at myself before I took a picture?
Yeah. Mom, she's like, you're not making sense.
Yeah. And then she gave it to her. My mom still has it, but like my hair is fucked up. Like
sticky bangs.
It's like my baby hairs are like stuck right here and it's super like
frizzy
in the back. Low pony and went to school with a high pony. Yeah. And it was on the back of my neck.
Yeah.
So I had like that Will Turner look. I was like,
where'd you get those pirate boots?
Yeah.
Part of the crew, part of the show.
Core, part of the crew, part of the ship, core. Will Turner core.
Bootstrap Bill core.
Davy Jones core. My mom was like, and my mom always says I had dirt on my nose. Like I always had dirt
always.
On my face.
Why?
I don't know, girl. And then I wasn't there. And then my mom said, and I had dirt on my face, on my nose. And then I was like,
oh, that's like so smiling. Cute.
That was one of those where you're like leaning on the thing.
Yeah. No, it was like the blue background, like a graduation photo. Like, and then I was like,
that Bobby Jack t-shirt.
Yeah. I remember I had like a collared shirt on. It was like a black one. And half the neck was folded up and the other half was down. Because I was being hung by my shirt, I guess. I don't fucking know. I literally was like, my mom goes, dude, this picture. Like she was like looking, she goes, look. And then I go, oof.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Damn. She does not look good.
No.
She does not look good.
That is ridiculous.
That's
that's so funny. I don't have any like bad school picture stories. Yeah. Mine are like, well, seventh and eighth grade, I was going through like tomboy moment. Like mm-hmm. I was like, I actually reject femininity.
Yeah. Pink, gross.
No, pink is so disgusting. And I would wear like Bermuda shorts that went down to my knees and like collared shirts.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so sick.
Just like Josh Hutcherson.
Dead ass.
Bridge dead to Terabithia core.
And I was like, this is high fashion and like, y'all don't get it and whatever. And they took my photo for seventh grade, like old enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh grade, and I'm a natural brunette. And it was like,
canceler.
Yeah, I had no bangs, I had nothing. And it was like middle part right at the nape of my neck. And I didn't like my teeth, so I didn't smile. And then I had bushy eyebrows. And so it was just like in the picture. And my mom got it back and said, oh, you look so pretty. Yeah, didn't hang it anywhere. And now we have my family every year for Christmas, we have like Christmas ornaments for 2009. Like for some reason, 2009, everyone got an ornament made of them. And it's just like a cute little picture frame with a photo of us from that year in it. And my brother and sister were so young and they're like cute. So cute. Yeah, like classic little American family. And my dad and stepmom were like very pretty people. And then it's that fucking photo of me. And every year my brother and sister fight over who gets to hang it on the tree. Like, I want 2009 Britney, please, please, please. And I have to like leave the room. I get so fucking mad. Like, it's not funny.
You're all, that's my picture. You guys yes. get the stock image photo.
It's the Getty image. The first
yeah, you
Getty
guys
image.
Get a Getty and I get that.
I get it's like grad photos of them like in the like yeah. in the field. Like,
yes.
And that's the one of you.
Dayson, I love it.
Dayson has a funny picture story.
Which one?
Eighth grade.
Oh, so we used to get our haircut at
Great Clips.
At Great Clips. Yeah. And I would like print out like a colored photo.
We used to get it done at the barbershop Great Clips.
Just kidding. And so one time I took a picture of Haley Williams and I asked her to cut my hair with that and it was awful.
My mom literally was like, you should not do that. Yeah, and yeah. then, you know, Dayson's like been fucky with her hair for like ever.
Yeah. Love it.
And so my mom was like, okay, like if you want it, get it. And yeah. she got it done and like she had it right before picture day.
It's just like it's almost like Alice Cullen core, but longer. So it's just yeah. like 100 layers.
Choppy layers.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
It's bangs. Crazy. And then like later that year, then I got Demi Lovato's haircut from Camp Rock. And then they cut the bangs like right here. Too short.
She had a micro bang. She had a French bang.
Yeah. That Beyonce micro bang. It's literally 1 inch.
I know.
That's so good. Terrible. I feel like we all had an era where we brought in like a J14 mag photo yeah. or whatever to be like, you're going to make me look like this now.
Yeah. Me not even thinking like I'm 50 pounds heavier than her. She's why I'm not.
Yeah. Like she has like Eurocentric features yeah. and I don't. Like
this is just not going to look the same.
Yeah.
I brought in a four-door of Miley Cyrus from that era when Ooh. She oh, yeah. had the front bangs and it was like really pretty facial framing yeah. pieces.
But like kind of honey brown.
Yes. Yeah. And she had it like up in this cute bun and I was like, that's me. That's actually what I look
yeah.
like. And I brought it in and she fucked me up. And also, like, I don't know how to use a roller brush. I'm 11.
It's like, it's so gonna look to give bad. A simple blowout. No,
it's gonna be bad, babe. Because I have curly. Y'all have naturally curly hair.
Yeah.
It fizzes up. I was
it,
like, this is.
Yeah, just- it shrinks. Mm. Yeah. Dang. Especially, like, if they don't cut it, like, when it's natural.
Yeah.
Like, if
yeah,
they
yeah,
blow yeah. it out first, then cut it. When it shrinks
it's
yeah. shorter.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
I'm 11. I don't know how to use
it. Don't have a Revlon, babe.
I don't have a fucking, what's that thing called?
Dyson Airwrap.
Dyson Airwrap. I actually can't afford it. To go to the dry bar, unfortunately.
No. I'm Did 11. You ever like the Naked Brothers Band? They're in here a lot for random childhood crushes. Who yes. was your bias? Drew's Alex?
I always picked if there wasn't a brown one, like I always picked the minority. Like,
oh, okay,
you know,
okay.
If there were groups, there would always only be one.
Yeah,
that was typically the one. I was like, yeah,
yeah.
But when it came to them, I would that wasn't an option, I would always pick the taller one.
Oh, okay,
because
okay.
I'm a tall bitch.
Sure,
5'4" when I was 10. Literally,
that's, I know. And I'm 5'4" now. I'm almost 30.
Can you
woman.
Imagine? I was like taller than my photographer at my 5th grade photo shoot.
He has to readjust the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Because while you're here, can you get something for me up there?
Can you adjust the light?
Yeah. Can you bring that light, that keynote down just a little bit?
Oh, the assistant's here. Great. Yeah.
The way. I just thought of that and I was like, that's so unsettling.
Like, yeah. It's like your TA. Why is she playing with the kids? It's
literally one They're of like, the kids. Sir, please get out. Sir.
I'm like, what the heck?
I'm 9.
Yeah. Literally me being
I'm
10.
This many.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah, Nat and Alex Wolf were in here a lot too. For childhood crushes.
I was not really I used to like watch them, but I wasn't yeah, we like didn't, a
we,
fan.
Yeah, same. We didn't really I lived for the drama of it all. So sure. like when they had the like what was it? Is it Rosalina? Yeah, the like girl in the group.
Mm-mm.
They had like a little like tension, the two of them.
Ooh.
I think it was Nat and her, yeah. right? Yeah, like that romance part of it, I remember because I remember it being like news, like okay. in the kid news world or whatever, mm-hmm. like pop culture news.
I do not remember.
Yeah,
anything.
But that's remember, the only thing I really knew.
Yeah. Do you remember Ocean Up? Did you ever go on there? No. It was kind of like Just Jared.
Oh, yes.
They would post like celebrity updates and stuff. And it was like literally a never ending website where you just like, so you'd always start at the top because that was like the newest pictures they had of people.
No.
So you'd be like, oh my gosh, like Demi Lovato was hanging out with so and so. And you'd see pictures on there.
That's tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first pop just, crave.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Right, like right, that right. type of shit. Like a blogger before a blogger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would like for like a month, I asked for my birthday for a subscription to Miley World. Miley Cyrus's website. I think it was called Miley World.
Okay.
And that was the era of like Miley and Mandy. Do you remember
that? Yes. When Moose
and
Steph up when they did the dancing.
Oh, bitch. When all of that. Do you remember? You were a Demi Lovato girl.
Yeah. Huge.
Demi Lovato did a video for their 17th birthday.
I'm not even kidding. The Power Ranger shirt.
No, she's talking about for her, I thought it was for her 18th birthday. Was it her 17th birthday?
I think it was her 17th
Where she
birthday.
Did like a dance.
The hip hop dance. The hip hop dance to on the rooftop. One? Yeah. And the black outfits.
Yeah. Yes. With it was like a bolero and it was like up here and then she had a white like tank top on. Yes.
Was it that drop it low? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And then it was also her friends from Camp
Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they made it the routine.
Yeah. They had like a lot of diamonds in the biz.
It was so, I memorized that dance. I literally could stand up and do it right now, but that's actually going to be behind a paywall, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. But I literally, like, that video changed my fucking life the way that the Miley and Mandy, it's like a tank top video. Like, that changed me as a person.
The tank top one, I forgot about that one. So good. Dude, the one, you're welcome. You're welcome. I got you. The one where they're like, remember when Selena and Demi made that YouTube video?
Yes.
And then, because Selena started fucking around with Nick, Miley and Mandy made a parody of theirs.
Yeah. Oh, the tea
and remember,
was so good.
With the Ninja Turtle shirt.
And remember they made fun of her gap.
What did they say?
They said, yeah, that's why you act like that, because you got a gap in your teeth.
I do not remember that.
And she had her gap
fixed. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
But then, dude, that was like the part I remember. They were like, that's right, you got a gap. And they're laughing their ass off. They're laughing.
Shit.
Bitches is mumbling and cackling. Instead of paying their motherfucking bills.
I forgot about that.
Dude, that's and I remember tea. They were dying. And then remember the tea, bitch, all over the place. They were like, wow, that's so, like, they're making fun of them. Like, they're like, and then the girls had to, like, say sorry. They were like, oh, we were just joking around.
Well, because Mandy's, like, 22 and all the girls are, like, 16.
Yeah.
So weird to think
so
about.
So weird.
It was
so
kind of weird vibes. But also, like, this whole world of young celebrity women.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's like, you're all going through the same thing. I get how you could be friends. But that is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, me imagining now hanging out with, like, a 20-year-old. I'm like,
no.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that.
Okay, no.
Yeah. Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like, unbelievable.
They gave Mean Girl.
They did.
Yeah. Miley and Mandy were fucking mean girls.
But yeah, they were all very like,
and I just can't imagine the tea.
Oh, what I would have given
to be a fly on the wall.
I just want to see what unfolded behind the
scenes.
The way they're all like, yeah, they've like beefed and shit, but like at the same time, they haven't really said anything about each other because they're all kind of were in it together.
Yeah.
Like, I won't talk about you if you don't talk about me.
100%.
It's like an unspoken bond that they share.
I was floored. Like, I was 100%, like, till I die, I was a Hannah Montana girl.
Yeah.
Like, Hannah Montana was my favorite show. I worshiped the ground she walked on. Mm-hmm. Like, and then after the Hannah Montana movie, when she kind of reinvented herself, I was like,
yeah. We always talk about
like
that
her
album.
Can't Be Tamed era. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was with the long honey brown hair.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, I was Hannah Montana to my core. Demi Lovato has the best voice to ever come out of Disney.
It's insane. How talented she is. Yeah.
Yes.
Truly.
She truly can sing literally anything. And
so talented.
Like I was, genuinely. I remember being however old when Camp Rock came out.
I
was in eighth grade. So you guys were probably in like fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah.
Or June 7th. Yeah.
Fifth or sixth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that coming out and me being like, she's so good.
Yeah
so talented.
Yeah, and like I would try to recreate her riffs and stuff on the soundtrack and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's crazy.
I know. The talent
is the talent. Anyways, the tea, what were we even fucking talking about? Nat and Alex Wolff,
the Naked Brothers band. Yeah.
Naked Brothers band. Okay, well, who was your bias? You didn't answer.
I don't remember anything.
You don't
about
remember either
them.
Of them.
Oh,
no.
Okay
couldn't tell you. Do you remember All-Star Weekend?
Yeah.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
I just talked about them on my podcast.
What is it? Party, like party, like it's is that All Star Weekend?
No.
No way. Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's not your birthday.
Yeah, that's All Star Weekend.
I think that's the Vamps, isn't it?
No. Okay, I'm thinking of a different song.
Are you thinking, party like a rock star, can I get a what? No, that's Big Time Rush.
That was gonna say. I was thinking, because we used to watch the Big Time Rush show.
Yes.
And I'll never forget one time we watched this episode where, like, I can't remember what they're doing, but they're, like, at someone's house. Like, I think their boss, what's his name, Gustavo?
Yes.
Yeah. They're at his house, like, I think they're supposed to be house sitting, and then the cat's, like, being crazy.
Okay.
And they're like, he's spray painting. And it just shows, like, the cat's hand spray painting, and they're like, he can spell.
I remember that so clearly. He writes,
like, you suck or something.
Yeah. They're like, he can spray paint.
And then one of the other ones goes, he can spell? Dude, comedy. I was, like, cackling.
Yeah. Bitches is mumbling.
Dying. They seem so nice. Are they really nice?
Yeah. Because they're all dads now. Yeah. Like, they're all just normal fucking guys. I was a Kindle girl to
my Me too. Here's my bias, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely
even Kindle bald. Girl. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm into it.
You know who was my bias for a little bit? It was Ross Lynch. We were talking about that for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
He is so, you guys, he's so sexy. I'm sorry.
No, that is a recent thing for me. And I will admit, you got me into that.
Yeah, I said, what do we think of this? And you're like, Ross.
Cut that fucking fart out, dude. Cut that fart out.
I will. Well, I'll bleep it, but yeah.
Don't cut it out. It's real. Put a clip of it.
Let's see it.
Let's fucking literally see that bowl.
And roll the clip.
Oh my gosh, but he's so sexy, you guys.
It's so painful.
I don't like the music, but he is very sexy.
Oh yeah, the music is fucking bad. He's very sexy.
And he's so, like, he wants to be Harry Styles so bad.
Well, here's the thing. You can tell when a man is, like, they know they have our attention.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do the, like, sexy thing.
Yeah, it's too much. I don't like that.
Where, like, his shirt's off. He knows that he's ripped. He's sweaty. And he's doing the, like, fucking the mic thing. And I'm like,
I'm like, ew.
Yeah. I'm like, that's gross.
It loops three times.
That's gross. Bookmarked.
Yeah, that's gross. I'm gonna watch this later. He's pouring a
water bottle on him. I'm like, ew.
I'm serious.
Wait, someone in here, her name's Samantha. She said Bernard from the Santa Claus was her sexual awakening.
And that is so fucking real.
He is sexy. I'll give you that. He's hot.
No response, no reaction. Light work, no reaction.
I got nothing for you. We're talking about the Santa Claus, right?
Like, those movies are so funny.
Coco, I love Coco.
I felt like he was in the room with us for a second. That's crazy.
Tim Allen Core.
Oh, we were
just
God.
Talking literally yesterday. Jason and I were just talking about. She's like, "Bitch, when's the last time you watched Toy Story?"
It's so.
And I was
funny.
Like, "It's been a minute." But Toy Story 2 was my favorite Toy Story because Jesse. I was like, "I want to be here so bad. Yeah. I want to be here so bad." And I told her, I was like, have you seen that audio of Woody's going around from Toy Story 2? That's like, if the boot fits. And he goes, she's all, say that again. And then he's like, fits.
Yeah.
And then they're like, he was clearing them.
Like, Woody was so mean.
I saw someone comment and they were like, he was beefing with Buzz in the first one. He's beefing with Prospector Pete in the second one. And in the third one, he was beefing with everyone. Like,
I'm so glad you brought up Prospector Pete. So when we were in high school.
I'm like nervous what you're about to say.
We had this like ASB assembly where it was like all the seniors who were running for like treasurer or whatever.
Okay.
They would do like a almost like a caucus where it was like people will come to watch to hear what they want to happen.
The pitch.
Like, yeah. To hear how they're going to win. So they would pick, each senior would pick like a freshman, a sophomore, a junior. And usually you pick like the most popular ones. So then they
That help. Wasn't required. No, that's just saying, what that's ended what up happening doing, yeah. every time. To, like,
politics, am I right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, they were like lobbyists. They're like, get out there and get me votes. So they picked Drew for one of our friends. She asked me, do you think
I was a sophomore?
And I was like, yeah. Okay. So Drew did the sophomore one. And so the theme is like, I think Pixar. So everyone picked different movies. So my friend picked Toy Story.
Yeah.
So out of all the Toy Story characters she could have picked, she shows up and my friend goes, Are you gonna change in your outfit? And she goes, I'm Prospector Pete. Out of all of them, I'm Prospector Pete.
What was it about his drag that just really like to like honor to him? Yeah.
I had a pair of overalls. I thought A plus B equals C. Easy peasy. Like I said,
see it so clearly.
Yeah, I said, you see, some of you are on this level. I'm up here. I'm not even here right now. I'm on another planet. I'm in another universe. Yeah.
Everyone's like, Jesse, Woody.
Well, I first of all, I always picked a man. I don't know if same. That's just like
same
reflex, but like I just always picked a man. I'm yeah. like, and I think it was literally me trying to colonize male spaces from a young age. I'm like, I'm gonna do it.
Yes.
Who says I can't be that?
Yeah.
And I said, who says I couldn't be a stinky prospector? Who says I couldn't?
Oh, can I be the farty one?
The one they literally called Stinky Pete. Do you mind if I pick him?
Do you guys mind?
You don't want to be Little Bo Peep, Jesse. You don't want to be the farty old white man.
I remember when I got ready.
Who's evil?
Who's really
mean? But I remember when I got home, when I was about to leave the house, my mom goes, aren't you doing that thing today? And I'm like, yeah. And I also didn't bring a change of clothes. I just wore that outfit to school.
Called
like
it.
I didn't, everybody else brought a costume to change into. I wore my outfit.
Yeah.
And so then I go, yeah, I'm the prospector. And then my mom goes, that's who you chose? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, all right. Like, again, my mom's like,
she's just stuff like all the time. Like in high school, she made it like cool, like and competitive to be the school mascot.
Period. Period. Period.
Because she did it like three times and was showing everyone how fun it was.
It's so prestigious. It's prestigious.
But they literally had to host like auditions because people were fighting over who
I was
to be
the mascot. The mascot. School. I did it for fun. Like my friend was the mascot. I said, dude, let me try it on. And she was like, you want to be the mascot? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And she gave me the outfit. It was, we were panthers. So I was like a panther. And I just, it was like a big velvet suit and then a head.
Uh-huh.
So I put it all on. And then I was like, do you mind if I go on the sideline? And
do you mind
like,
if
no.
I go eat you bitches up?
Yeah. And then I went out there and I was dancing and I was fucking, bitch, I had the time of my life. I was like, period. Like I was dancing, I was cheering, I was like, I went in the stands, I was like rousing the crowd. Like
it's so fun.
And I got so sweaty in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't give a fuck. And then I did it and it was so fun. And then like nobody knew it was me until like the end of the day. And like I took off the helmet and they were like, what the fuck?
You didn't know who I was under the mask.
Yeah, you don't get it. You don't get it.
No one cared about me before I took off the
mask. When I have this on, I'm a king.
It's Phantom of the Opera.
I had to wear this to get your attention. You wouldn't have listened otherwise.
I'm asking you. Ah, nah.
He's also sexy.
I'll start to fucking cry. No, that literally. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that and I was like,
you were
I did
also girl like Stan. Who did you think was? I thought Chuck Bass was very sexy.
Chuck Bass was the wallpaper on my iPod Touch 7th generation for a considerable amount of time.
But and Dan was so annoying, but he was hot.
At the time, I thought Dan was ugly and annoying. And then now in my adult womanhood, I realized Dan was the right. He was in the right.
Yeah, he was just annoying. Have you seen that clip? You follow Benito Skinner?
Benny Drama is my hero.
He's one of the funniest people on the internet.
It makes me sick.
The clips of his podcast with his friend are so funny. But she's doing, they're like, I'm your assistant. It's my job or whatever. Jenny is like, it's this weird clip of Jenny. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm your sister. It's what I do. Like all of a sudden she has this weird accent when she's talking to Dan. And so their like lives were changed. And he was like, I just like how they probably did like 8 takes and that whoever's editing was like, we're going to leave that in because she didn't have to do all that. But I'm it's
you
so
asked
funny.
For this.
Yeah, she kind of ate with that. Back to the mascot thing.
Yeah,
I am obsessed with like one thing about Drew, she's going to play.
Yeah.
You were playing.
Girl. If that doesn't prove that I was like destined to like be a fucking clown for a living, I don't know what will. Like that I'll eat the attention up, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Like I thrive under the pressure of performing like that. I don't even know what the fuck I was doing.
Were either of y'all theater kids or musical theater kids?
I did theater my freshman year and I couldn't do it at the same time as sports, so I only got to do it my freshman
year. Did y'all
year.
Prefer sports over theater?
Yeah. We were athletes all the time.
If I had to pick now, I probably would have picked theater, but the kids were just so odd.
Well.
I would probably...
But all my friends were in sports, so that's why I kept doing sports.
I actually, yeah.
That's tea.
I was an athlete. I was playing travel soccer at the same time too. So like I literally didn't do anything like extracurricular other than sports because that was my whole life. Yeah.
Not to get deep again, but was that kind of an innate pressure you felt because of obviously your culture and obviously what you're normally pushed to do?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no, because my parents stressed the importance of school before sports.
Yeah.
Right.
So my mom always was like, sports are going to be there, but like school is forever. Like, you need to do well in school. You need to go to college. Like, mm-hmm. it was more so what was driving us was scholarship money.
Yeah.
Which is like normal in Samoan families, is to get a full ride. That's how you go to college. Right. Otherwise, you just don't go, mm-hmm. Which happens a lot in our community. Mm-hmm. So I did get several offers to do
soccer
to play in college at all levels, like D1 through D3.
Okay.
But then I couldn't do it because I had torn my ACL my freshman year of high school.
Damn, they got your ass.
I tore everything, actually. Like, I tore ACL, MCL, PCL, my meniscus all torn in half. Like,
what the fuck?
When I was playing. And so I had to have ACL surgery. Like, I couldn't play for a year. Like, I was in rehab for like 9 months.
Isn't that crazy to think you were like 14 when that happened?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I did rehab for 6 months. I came back full contact in 10, which is like really, really rare. Typically it takes a year or more.
Wow.
But I pushed myself in therapy because I was like, if I can't play soccer, I can't go to school. I can't go to school. Like, mm-hmm. That was when my head, I was thinking, I need to go to college. Yeah. So like, anyways, I tore my ACL. And then when that happened, I remember actively thinking, I'm like, I can't play sports in college. Like, what if I have to go through this shit again? Like, it was horrible. It was really bad. Like, very invasive surgery. It hurts. Rehab's awful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to put my parents through this again. Like, having to pay to build me back up so that I could go back up.
That's their baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I played with a brace for like the next 2-3 years. And then I still did well. I got the scholarships. But then I remember thinking, like, I would just so much rather like live life.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
I did was sports. That was our job. Yeah, like, that was like my literal job.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, I never went to parties. I never did any of this shit. I mean, I went to some, but like, I missed a lot of shit because I was playing all the time.
Yeah.
And then I got academic scholarships, and then I took that.
Period, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt so like, I just could not really relate to the athletic kids because it's not only like y'all's lives, but it's your parents' lives too.
Yeah.
It takes over everything. Every weekend, every afternoon, every.
Literally.
And I was like, you know, because I was theater kid to my fucking core, obviously.
Yeah.
And so much of that is, you know, like, I'm staying late, I'm coming early, it's like, we rehearse until we fucking get it.
Yeah.
Like, like, we're running Broadway. I'm 14. I'm playing a man. Like, it's not that fucking special. But, like, it didn't really demand a lot from my parents. It was just like, will y'all come see the show when it's out?
Yeah.
And so I always feel bad for athletic kids because you don't even know what you were missing.
Like, No, I don't, like, at all. I remember we've talked about our junior year prom dates. They love those stories. But, like, nightmare and a half going to prom or junior year. And I remember right after that, obviously, Dayson and Billy are graduating when I'm a junior.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy invited us to this big party he was having. And everybody was going because he's like fucking so popular in high school. Like, and he's like, you guys got to come to my party. You got to come. And we kept saying no. And then I remember we really wanted to go, especially after that awful fucking night. Oh my God, with those, the world's worst men. And I swear to God, if I ever see one of you, it's on site. I'm going to tell you to pay me for reparations. But we literally were like, we can't, because I had soccer the next day. Ugh. So like, I had to wake up early the next day and go to soccer, and everybody had like this like fun high school experience, and like, we didn't have it because like, couldn't, like, and she couldn't go without me.
That's your villain origin story.
Yeah.
Both of y'all.
I think that's why we were both like so excited to not play in college. Also, Dayson just had like crippling like anxiety at the time, as far as like
all I was literally be like, I didn't know how to play soccer. I'm like running in the opposite direction. It was
bad. Yeah, it was so bad.
I was always falling down because I was nervous.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
When we first auditioned, because you
tried out.
Yeah. Audition.
Prepare a song.
A 10-minute monologue. Yeah. We literally, when we tried out for club soccer the very first time, I got scouted. Like, someone was like, you should bring this 5'2" 7-year-old
little boy.
Yeah. Bring them to the tryout.
Young man.
Because I was literally, I'm not kidding, I was so big. They were like, bring her ass over here. Because soccer players are not tall typically.
Yeah.
And so I went, and like, when we went, they asked us, like, my mom's pumping her up. She's like, you're gonna do fine. You're gonna be fine. Cause she's nervous. And I was so like, like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I'm like, once this is over, she said we were going to eat out, and I'm going to hold you to that. Because because I love to eat out. That was like my favorite thing to do.
It was such a reward, a privilege.
Soda at dinner.
Yeah. Yes. I was literally like, don't think I forgot that after this. Right. And so we went, like, I was so food motivated.
I know.
As a child.
Just like squid.
Yeah. Like literally like my dog.
Like mother, like son.
Literally. And anyways, we go and they're like, what positions do you guys play? And we played different positions. Like I was a defender and Jason was a goalie. And she literally told them that she played defender. And she came behind me. Yeah, she came and stood behind me. And I said, Jason, what are you doing over here? And she was like, I don't want to go by myself. And I'm like, Jason, you don't play this position, dude. And then she was like, it's fine. And I was like, okay. And then she did very poorly because she doesn't play that position.
And then when Drew got picked to be on the team and I didn't, I was like, are you kidding me?
You have got to be fucking joking.
There's no way.
I played my heart out. I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah.
I demand a recount.
I'm picking up the ball with my hands. You're not allowed to do that. I'm like,
recount the vote.
Yeah, I'm not leaving. I was pissed.
She was so like in disbelief. She's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I love that level of delusion.
Yeah.
It's rigged. It has to be rigged.
That was me. And ironically, that was me when Jason got the lead in the school play when she was in fifth grade.
Period.
And then when I got into fifth grade and we did the same play, I was like, I'm going to audition for the same role. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think it was a competitive thing. I think it was just like, well, she did it, so I can do it. Like, I'm sure. Like, it'll be fine. And I did it. I don't even remember the audition. I do remember after my friends were like, how was it? I'm like, I killed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you guys to feel bad, but I definitely got it. Like, there's just no way they're not going to pick me. I was so confident. I was like, they're picking me. It's a done deal.
I'm sorry for y'all.
I'm a Nepo baby on top of that. Like,
I'm legacy.
I'm literally like, yeah, I'm grandfathered in. And I was like, I was talking the most shit. Like, I wasn't even really trying to flex. And I don't know. I was just like, I was so sure.
Yeah.
And then when they posted the results, I said, I didn't get any role at all. Bitch, I didn't get any role at all.
She got like chorus like everyone else.
Yeah, I got chorus, bitch.
Chorus number four.
I was literally, they said, you're an alto. Get back there.
Oh,
I my didn't, God. I literally was like, threw my hat in for all the rings. I'm like, okay, any of the female leads I'll take, but I want Becky.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, just so you guys know, I'm comfortable playing them all. In case you're annoying.
So I could do a nude scene. I don't know. But
I'll have my people discuss it with your people.
She's in the fourth grade. They're like, no.
They said, your crew, babe. Yeah. Here's a fucking headset.
They made me a stagehand. They literally made me chorus and they put me at the very top because I was so tall. So you couldn't even fucking see me. I was like all the way at the back.
You know what?
I got humbled. That.
Yeah, you have to be humbled.
Now you're the star. Look at
yes.
that.
Yes.
That's why I tell people, like, I can't sing. Like, I can't. I mean, I'm not tone deaf, but I cannot sing. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, I was telling him, if God gave me Ariana Grande's voice, you would have to kill me.
No,
like,
he
you would
knew have better.
To, you, I would be King Kong, like, on top of the Empire State Building. Like, that would be me. They're, like,
shooting you down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm spotting down planes. An airplane. Yeah. I'm dead ass. Like, I would be, like, blow dart, like, you'd have to put me out. Like you,
yeah.
Gingy from Shrek 2. <Yeah. laughs> When his arms break off, he falls.
And they pour steam milk over his head. Stupid. Dude, unbelievable. I was like, that would be, I would be an unchecked power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God knew better. Like, he said, this bitch is, her bridges are too big.
No, he no. said checks and balances.
Yeah, like, this is like how I need it to happen. Otherwise, they'd have to kill me, literally.
Jesus.
I'd have a hit out, put out on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always was cast as, they literally always made me either play an old woman or cross dress. I was never a lead. I was always the funny one. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, yeah, it checks out. I'm like, that's fine. But
they'd make you a man or an old woman.
Oh, we did. Are you familiar with like Monty Python?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spamalot is like a famous Monty Python movie. And it's about King Arthur and the Round Table.
Those movies are so funny.
They're so funny.
So funny.
Sometimes very racist.
Yeah.
Very homophobic. But yeah, for the time as well, like no one was making anything like that. Yeah. So we did a musical adaptation of it, and it was very funny. Like, I was in high school.
Like, forward thinking, doesn't it seem so for the time? Mm-hmm. Like, you guys deciding to do that play.
And I mean, this was in high school, so I was like 16.
Yeah.
Obviously, all the lead, we picked it because we had a bunch of senior boys who were so funny and so hot and so talented. And then, so we did Spamalot because it's about King Arthur and like his six knights or whatever. Yeah, okay. And they had me. I've always felt this way of like, they don't know what to do with people like us. You know, it's like, you're so funny. And it's like, you kill them. You're killing them.
Yeah.
But you're not pretty enough to be the lead and you need to do this. And also, what if we put you in a beard and a wig?
Yeah. And I was like, you know what would be funnier? You as a man. That's even funnier. Like, that's comedy. Honestly.
The entire show, it was like an hour and 45 minute show. I did 5 costume changes playing 5 different men. I was like, you bitch, can we get... Can you hear me? Am I breaking? I was like, we can't get some little freshman boys or anything to play these roles. Like,
can't get anyone else. Huh?
They were not like, nope. Just one, but 5.
I was every fucking scene. I was sweating bullets. I was red in the face. I had to like go back in the wings and strip and put a beard on and this. And then my mic would fall off because it was sticky and I was sweating. And I was like, this is show business.
It's Hollywood, baby.
This is Hollywood, babe. And it prepared me. And I'm so thankful.
He said, and that actress, Jennifer Garner.
Rebel Academy Wilson. Academy Award winning.
Yeah. Olivia Colman.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, now she's Barbie. Yeah.
Yes.
I can't. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And
that's
crazy. It's so, oh my God. And I, because y'all weren't like, you did theater, but it's like you don't maybe don't have the trauma of theater because you had the trauma of athletics.
Yeah.
I literally asked my theater director freshman year, who was a straight white man. I said, why do you make me like old women or like in the background? And he goes, because you're a little curvy. He said, because you're a little fluffy. I said, hey, I'm 14.
Hey, I heard it the first time. You don't need to say
you don't. You don't have to keep saying synonyms, by the way. Thank you so much for the answer. Like, I got my answer. I was like, all right. Oh,
okay,
thanks.
Got it.
All right. And went home and I was like, oh, I'm fat. I literally cried to my parents and they were like, well, at least you're in the play. Well, terrible.
That's crazy. Can you believe?
Because you're a little fluffy. Like,
Louise, like, you're like, thank God. I thought I had something to do with talent. Yeah. I was like, I thought it was bad. So I'm glad hear you.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you cleared it up. I was worried it would hurt my feelings. And I'm so glad.
I'm so glad you gave it to me straight, doc. Jesus.
Is it terminal?
No. Okay.
Thankful for the honesty, I guess.
I just like that. Wow. It's so much character building that happens.
That's
isn't that like almost you illegal?
Said, well, I guess I got my answer. I just don't feel very good about it, I guess.
I'm not feeling great about myself.
Have you ever heard of lying? Like, is that possible? Or
he could have said so many things. And the fact that he was straight up with me and he was like, listen, this lead girl, she's not fat. Oh, okay, got it. No worries. Like
the way that's so awful is
to say
crazy.
That to a child is like, but I know so many people, because I've told that story before, so many people have had the same story.
That's just
like
crazy.
Theater directors are the worst people on earth. Because if you've
resorted
to-
They're all kids and they're all growing. Yes. It's crazy.
Like teaching, like you are talking to literal children all day, like they're adults. And
that's crazy.
It's just wild. But that's it made me funny and I'm so thankful. So we're
good. That's honestly fucking nuts. I didn't have a teacher like that really until, my eighth grade algebra teacher was insane. Like, in the same that she was like really, really racist. And I went to a school in a very low income neighborhood. So it's like nothing but minority kids. And she was so racist. She hated brown and black people. Like, she hated them. And she would like talk like it too, like in class. And I was a really good student. Like, I was taking an eighth grade. I was taking a ninth grade algebra class in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. So I'm like, we're all learning and shit. And she would just say the most racist, awful things like all the time, to the point where people were terrified of her.
What the fuck?
And I remember every year she worked there, on the last day of school, someone would carve the word cunt in the side of her VW Beetle. I'm not kidding. Every year on the same day, like it was the longest running bit, And we all knew that it would happen, and we never told on each other because that's how much we hated her. Like, on this every day, every year, without fail. And it became a joke. Like, everyone would be like, I wonder if it's, when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I remember the day, my eighth grade year, because I had her in seventh grade. My eighth grade year, I went again. It happened again.
Damn. When
I
went.
And she was just like, every year, like, this happens to me. And she just wouldn't quit her job for whatever reason.
Or like, she had a security camera out there. Or
something. Yeah. Do something.
Yeah.
I remember her B-dub Beetle. And it was a cream color, so it was really easy to see key marks.
Damn.
And that word, like...
A crazy word a for crazy middle word school as well.
For middle school.
Okay, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls starring Brittany Broski, one of our besties.
Sorry we didn't talk about any
crushes. I know, we did a couple. We're going to do another part. Me and Drew will go through.
Yeah, don't worry.
It'll be sans Brittany, but it'll be just as funny. But thank you so much for coming
on.
Thanks
for having me.
I adore you.
I love y'all.
If you like this episode, you can listen to all the other ones. Every week of stream podcast, and the YouTube version is up every single Tuesday. But other than that, we love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Yay.